Now, friends, we come to another little segment of Psalms that belong together. They are a little cluster, beginning here with Psalm 52 and going through 55. And here you have a great prophetic picture that you'll get nowhere else of the coming Antichrist, the man of sin, as he will domineer over Israel and this world during the end of this age. He'll be a world dictator. And you will find our Lord referred to him in the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24. Daniel speaks of him coming. Paul speaks of him coming. Now, all of these psalms are maskil psalms. We've seen that that means that they are psalms of instruction. And these psalms give us deep and spiritual truths concerning prophecy, concerning the future. Now, there are a great many wild things being said today in the field of prophecy. There's fanaticism in the great department of eschatology today, the doctrine of future things. And some things are being said that ought not to be said. And right now, because of the anxiety and uncertainty of this day, many people are turning to the Word of God. And, of course, prophetic conferences are springing up everywhere, being put on by churches that before never were interested in them. And certain men get interested in these things that never were before. And they go out on a limb. Now, here is a section that could be instructive to a great many relative to this man of sin that's coming. And I'm going to hit some high points here today. Now, I want you to notice Psalm 52. I'll just lift out one or two things. Again, the introduction here, the superscription, is inspired, part of the record. It says to the chief musician, maskil, that is, this is instruction, a psalm of David, when Doeg, the Edomite, came and told Saul and said unto him, David is come to the house of Ahimelech. In other words, here is a man who betrayed David. And because of that, David actually was hurt by so many men who professed to be his friends who betrayed him. We'll see one in particular in this section. Now listen to him. This is a mark of the Antichrist. Daniel says he'll speak great swelling words, boasting himself. Well, listen here. First one of Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? Boasting of his sin, you see. When David sinned, he kept quiet. He didn't say anything. He's under conviction, deep conviction. But you know that man in the world sins. He loves it. He boasts about it. That'll mark the Antichrist. He'll brag about that. And that's the difference between a child of God and a child of the devil. The child of God may sin just like the man in the world. He has the same kind of nature, that old nature. But my friend, the difference is this, that the man of God will not be boasting about it, hang his head in shame, hate himself. But the sinner, he's going to brag about it. And the man of sin will be that kind of a man. In fact, he will be the epitome of that. And all the sinners will love him because of it, you see. Now, this man goes on. Verse 2. Thy tongue deviseth mischief, like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. And the end of verse 1 said, the goodness of God endureth continually. You see, God tolerates him for a short period of time. Even apparently God can't stand him very long, period of 7 years. Now we are told in verse 3, thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. You've heard it said of some people that they would rather tell a lie even when the truth would be easier to tell. And that'll certainly be true of the Antichrist. Listen to the thing that's said of him here, verse 4, thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. Now, here are names for the Antichrist. O mighty man, in verse 1. He is a mighty man, and he's a deceitful tongue. Couldn't believe a word he says. And verse 5, God shall likewise destroy thee forever. And the word destroy here means God's going to beat him down. And that's what the coming of Christ will do. He'll be a world dictator. No one could stop him. No one but God, of course. And then we're told God is the one to beat him down. Now, verse 6, the righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. When God brings him into judgment, beats him down, then this one that they once feared, they're going to laugh at him. The biggest laughing stock the universe has ever seen will be Antichrist. Verse 7, lo, this is the man who made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. He'll be a very rich man, of course. Verse 8, but I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. And let me say just another word about the fact he's a rich man. It's got so today that only a rich man can be elected to office in this country. I doubt whether Abraham Lincoln would make it today. They talk a great deal of politicians about Abraham Lincoln, but I don't think he'd be able to make it to the presidency in this day. And the Antichrist will be able to make it at the beginning because he's a rich man. Yet, in the midst of all that, the child of God will have an occasion. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I'll wait on thy name, for it's good before thy saints.